Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. When it comes to healthcare, the United States spends significantly more per citizen than other industrialized countries. But as Prabhjit Singh of the Earth Institute at Columbia University explains, that doesn't mean we can't learn from countries where little is spent.
Imagine this. You're a parent in rural sub-Saharan Africa and your child has a fever. Rather than embarking on a potentially long and dangerous journey to a clinic or hospital, often miles away, a trained member of your neighborhood quickly arrives to assess their sickness. This person can immediately address common problems while saving time, expense, and concern. Across underserved areas where doctors and nurses are scarce, community health workers are already a vital link between household and health systems. In Tanzania, for example, the ratio of doctors to patients is about 1 for every 27,000 people, and in many places, finding a doctor or nurse is simply impossible. UNICEF reports that 2/3 of child deaths there are due to preventable causes, including malaria, pneumonia, diarrhea, malnutrition, and some infections. Armed with protocols, rapid diagnostic tests, and a small number of medicines and mobile phones, community health workers are making appropriately supported decisions that save lives. For example, for a child with fever, a worker can confirm a case of malaria with a rapid diagnostic test, and if positive, administer the proper medicine while alerting a clinic for follow-up support. We have seen this firsthand across the Millennium Villages Project, a locally managed, UN-supported approach that has shown that one community health worker for 1,000 people is affordable. The system costs $6 per person served each year in the context of a basic primary health care system. Even though community health workers have been around for 40 years in countries as varied as Brazil, Nigeria, and India, the convergence of management systems, diagnostic, and mobile technology is minting a new generation of community health systems. The amazing story is that the same techniques that are making community health workers the heroes of health in the developing world are spreading to new organizations in communities like East Harlem, New York. This is an incredible example of developing countries leading the way for the developed, helping build stronger, more supportive communities for everyone.
That was Prabhjit Singh of Columbia University's Earth Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.